Welcome everybody, Shir number 1408. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravaranzi, so Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, Lirfur Shlemer Fol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Achana Lachol preparations for the week. Okay, so interesting question brings down the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Quite a number of questions in the halachas of Hachana. Let's say somebody wants to bring a sitter, right? Could I bring a sitter? A mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. I'm going to bring a sitter so that I could daven after Shabbos. There's an Erev, no question, there's an Erev, I'm allowed to carry. Let's say in a place and time, there's an Erev, there's no questions of carrying. So what I want to do, I want to bring a sitter. Or maybe he brings down even a different interesting question. I'll bring a machzer. Let's say tonight is possibly Yom Tov, right? It's coming Yom Tov, and I'm going to bring my machzer to shul. I don't need it now, but I'll bring it for tonight, like this after this man or whatever the case is. It's coming Yom Tov, Marv. So the question is, could I bring it? But now it's Shabbos, right? There's no question of carrying. So he says no. That you have to be very careful not to do. He brings down in Perek Chof Ches, as the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa Halach Ois Pei Beis. He says like this: Lo Yikach B'Shabbos Sider. Siddur tefillah lebeis hakneses. Be careful not to bring your siddur to daven from. Kedei lispel boi b'moitzi Shabbos, right? In a place where there's an erev, right? Because I'll need it for after Shabbos. V'chein lo yikach. Let's say a question of case in time whereby it's either Shabbos or first day Yom Tov, you need it for second day Yom Tov, something along those lines. So he says, V'chein b'Yom Tov shechal achas Shabbos, like we said, lo yikach miboidi, and be careful not to bring it before it's after this man, not to bring it to shul. But then he ends off, let's say a person, I have no other way, I have to bring it, right? I'm not going to have time to run back home and go get it, whatever the case is. What could I do? Is there a way to work with it? Yeah, so he says, bottom line is, if you're in such a situation, I can't go back home for my Seder, I can't go back home for the Machzer, whatever the case is. So read some of it, read some of it, learn from it. If it's a regular Seder, so you have Tillim, right? You have a lot of different things you could say. Say a Kapitel Tillim, whatever the case is. Or even if it's a Machzer, you could take it and you could look over various different, in other words, to use it on Shabbos, once you came to shul, to use it and to go over the tefillah, the translation, what it's all about, whatever the case might be. But the bottom line is to use it, to make sure that you use it somewhat on Shabbos itself, and not just to bring it so that you'll be using it after Shabbos, whether it's sitter, mazer, or whatever the case might be. But as long as you're using it on Shabbos, I'm using it on Shabbos. I came to shul and I use my sitter on Shabbos, right? Before this man, and I'm using my mazer on Shabbos, whatever the case is. A mazer has a lot of various different things. You have halachas, and many mazerim have halachas in the back, halachas of Yom Tov, the halachas. So I'm just giving some examples. It could be anything. As long as you're using it on Shabbos, ala imkain, that's what he ends off, does the Shmir Shabbos. Gelchasa ala imkain yispal al boy kasas, oi boy bayayim. As long as you, daven from it or learn from it or do something with it reading inside, while it's still day. Okay, so now the same thing he says also, right? The person is going to shul, as we all know many times, Purim comes out on Purim comes out on Motzei Shabbos. So there's an Erev. I live in a place where there's an Erev, no problem, I could carry. So I'm going to shul. I'm going to shul early, right? An hour before this man or whatever, and let me carry my Megillah with me. I'm allowed, what's the problem? I'm allowed to carry. So the same thing. So he brings down in Chof Ches, Perek Chof Ches, Ois Pei Gimel, Purim Shechal B'Yom Rishon, right? When Purim comes out on Sundays, which means right after Shabbos, they'll be laying the Megillah. I'm not going to have time to go home or whatever, this and that, right? So Purim Shechal B'Yom Rishon. I'll bring my Megillah. No, he says, be careful, don't do that. Lo yevies a Megillah b'Shabbos lebeis haKnesset. Be careful not to bring your Megillah to shul on Shabbos. Gam im yesh erev b'makom, even though you might have an erev in the place. Ella, he says, Ella im kenya ayim b'mat oy boy bayem. Unless you're going to use it to learn from. I'm going to use it to learn from on Shabbos itself before this man. Right, I'm going to learn from the Megillah, the Sefer, whatever the case might be. So that's how he brings that. As long as it's still daytime, before it's man or so on, so then it's still Shabbos. So he says, as long as you're using it, you're reading it over, whatever you're saying, psukim over there, so then that will be okay. Okay, and basically on the same note, he brings then also something we spoke a little bit about, but in reference to wine, let's say somebody needs wine, they bring in wine to shul, right? They make Avdalah in shul, so again, there's an erev, no question of carrying. So I bring the wine, the grape juice, I'm going to shul, I'm going early, I'm going for mincha, I'm be there for mincha marv, like this, we'll have wine, right, for Havdalah. So also the same thing, one has to be careful not to do that. He says, Asalecha in Pei Aleph, over there in Perichav Ches, Pei Aleph, Asalecha in Miboy Dio. He says we'll be okay. So in other words, what's the person going to do? Good. So you can't bring it just for Havdalah because that's going to be after Shabbos. But I'll bring the Shalosh Sudas. We're going to be eating Shalosh Sudas over there, right? So let's say in a case in time like that, so that would be okay. Even though really, again, we spoke about last time. One should be careful not to talk it out, not to say, well, we'll drink some wine by Shalashudis, but really I'm doing it for Havdalah. Not to talk it out, if you have a mind you're doing it for Havdalah, but as long as you drink some, let's say L'moshal B'Shalashudis, something along those lines, again you're doing it on Shabbos itself, even though you really have a mind for after Shabbos, it would still be okay, but be careful not to talk it out, not to say it with your mouth, like we spoke about last time, just like with the sleeping, like we said, another case which was brought to my attention, which we spoke about the learning, but like we said, somebody goes to lay down on Shabbos, and they have a mind Shavuos by night is Matzah Shabbos, let's say, so they want to stay up late, so they'll sleep an extra hour by day, right, but not to say with your mouth, well, I'm sleeping Bedafka an extra hour on Shabbos for Shavuos tonight, it's like this, I'll be well rested. You could do it, but just not to say it. Thank you for listening. Aslacha Baruch Hu, Kol Tuv.